is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. I mean, you're way off, Skip.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve Gruber on this Monday, July 16th, across the great state of Michigan. Thank you for joining us here on the program. Find us online, stevegruber.com, at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter. You can find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram, ScottBertram. Hour three of the Steve Gruber Show on this Monday. Alan Sachs will be with us. A conversation Steve had with RNC chairwoman Ronna McDaniel and Megan Barth to wrap us up on this Monday program. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show brought to you by Fresh Start Tax Solutions. If you're sick and tired of the IRS or the state of Michigan controlling your life, listen up. Every unfiled tax return and unanswered letter from the IRS affects your rights. And yes, you have rights. Chris McLatcher has 25 years of experience helping people just like you. Go to stevegruber.com. Click on the Fresh Start banner to find out more. President Trump, Vladimir Putin in Helsinki at a summit. There's expected to be a news conference, press conference around 10 a.m. Eastern time. So there's not really all that much to update you on until that point. The president did have a tweet a couple of hours ago. I think it was just saying basically things are going well. So that is to be expected, I suppose. But we'll find out about that. The other piece of news quickly on Trump that I saw is the president raised more than $88 million for his reelection campaign over the past year and a half, giving him a dramatic head start on prospective Democratic challengers in the 2020 race. And in fact, there are many Democratic challengers. We have no idea how many Democrats in 2020 going to make the Republicans in 2016, you know, look like nothing. You know, the number of candidates who are going to be running for the Democratic presidential nomination in 2020, we could have 20 in 2020, literally. I mentioned this earlier, and it's about time to play, I suppose. Hillary Clinton, speaking at the American Federation of Teachers Conference in Pittsburgh. I think this took place on Friday. I believe it, maybe Saturday. But Hillary Clinton, in full Hillary mode, had some thoughts during the speech on the new Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh. This could come as a shock to you, so sit down. But she's not a real fan about Judge Brett Kavanaugh. This is Hillary Clinton at the American Federation of Teachers Conference.
And let me say a word about the nomination of Judge Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. This nomination holds out the threat of devastating consequences for workers' rights, civil rights, LGBT rights, women's rights, including those to make our own health decisions. It is a blatant attempt by this administration to shift the balance of the court for decades. You know, I used to worry that they wanted to turn the clock back to the 1950s. Now I worry they want to turn it back to the 1850s. These will be urgent fights. Stakes could not be higher. Civil rights and workers' rights and everything that represents the progress we have made over more than 125 years to make our country freer and fairer, to pursue the dream of a more perfect union is at stake. Not only for us, but for our children and our grandchildren. So these are important battles to wage and to win. But the most critical battle of all will be fought in the voting booths next November. The single best way to fight back against all of these threats and dangers to our democracy is to show up in record numbers.
All right, there's Hillary Clinton at the American Federation of Teachers Conference in Pittsburgh. Sorry to ruin your morning in that way. A few things in there. Look, of course, the euphemism of women's health decisions, clearly talking about abortion, yet still can't bring herself or many on the left to just say that word, women's health decisions. And the Kamala Harris talked about this last week, and now Hillary's talking about it now. This Hillary called it a blatant attempt to shift the balance of the court. Okay. So what exactly was Merrick Garland, by the way, that nomination? Was that not a blatant attempt to shift the balance of the court to the left? That was the Scalia seat. It was the seat that Scalia held. If you're not trying to shift the balance of the court, you would select someone at that, you know, who was pretty much in the mold of Justice Antonin Scalia. No, President Obama chose Merrick Garland. And, you know, we were sold, of course, the idea that Merrick Garland was some sort of centrist. The left belies that promise with their reaction to all the recent Supreme Court decisions, because with them all, they lament the fact that, oh, a 5-4 decision, Merrick Garland would have voted the right way. He would have voted the way we wanted in every single one of them. A centrist jurist, as they had painted Merrick Garland to be, would not be a reliable liberal vote, would not be a reliable leftist vote by definition. So if Kamala Harris and Hillary Clinton are concerned about this, as they call it, a blatant attempt to shift the balance of the court, why weren't they more concerned about the Merrick Garland nomination? That was a blatant attempt to shift the balance of the court farther to the left. They like that, of course. Hillary talks about workers' rights. The dream is at stake. And boy, oh boy, her wrap-up, get to the voting booth, get, you know, go vote in record numbers. If that's not enough to light a fire under your behind to go vote in November, I'm not sure what would be. Speaking of November, of course, the U.S. Senate seat, a U.S. Senate seat, is up for grabs in Michigan, right here in Michigan. Debbie Stabenow is looking for re-election. And she said over the weekend, I saw Steve tweet this out, she will not be supporting Brett Kavanaugh. Debbie Stabenow said she believes that Judge Kavanaugh's comments and ruling suggest he would reverse court precedents protecting women's right to abortions, including Roe v. Wade. Tweeting, after reviewing Judge Kavanaugh's record, I believe it is in the best interests of the people of Michigan for me to oppose this nomination. Gary Peters, the other U.S. Senator from Michigan, also will oppose Brett Kavanaugh. So you have two red state Democrats voting against Brett Kavanaugh. And yes, I know historically presidential elections, Michigan's been blue, but Donald Trump won in 2016, got a Republican governor. Red state Democrats going against Donald Trump's nominee. We'll see if there might be a few other red state Democrats who support the nominee. Heidi Heitkamp, John Tester, maybe even Joe Manchin. We'll see. All right, coming up next, Alan Sachs, professor of political science from the University of Texas Arlington. Scott Bertram in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.